Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the evening news. Emmanuel Macron takes an additional 24 hours to reveal the names of the government. The Élysée stated that the announcement, originally expected late in the day, would be postponed until tomorrow at 3 p.m. The first Council of Ministers will also be postponed by one day, taking place on Thursday, like the Defense Council. The delay comes in part as declarations of wealth and tax returns for each minister must be verified. In the meantime, the legislative elections draw nearer, and not without difficulties. The République en Marche has changed the game, as Republicans and Socialists have difficulty ignoring their counterparts from the centre. La France Insoumise has positioned itself as the only opposition force from the left, and Marine Le Pen is expected to comment about her own candidacy on Thursday. One more scandal for Donald Trump. According to the Washington Post, the president has revealed extremely sensitive information concerning Daesh to the Russians. Revelations made during a meeting with Sergei Lavrov in the Oval Office and which Trump has asserted he had the right to share. The Kremlin has also reacted as Moscow insists the matter is not cause for concern, leaving Americans increasingly indignant about the attitude of their president. The 2017 Cannes Film Festival is almost upon us. The red carpet is laid and the luxury hotels lie in wait to cater to the slightest whims of their famous clientele. The only thing missing from the Croisette for the moment are the stars. The 70th edition of the film festival begins tomorrow and will last 12 days. France under the sun. It's exceptional for May 16th as temperatures soared past 30 degrees in some regions, such as the southwest. In the Paris region, the terraces are full, and at the beach, swimsuits and parasols are already in place. Enjoy the rays, which will be gone by Thursday. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluek for English Waves.